All right, man. Oh, yeah, we talk, man. 4275 Mighty Max Boxing Gym, man. Shouts out to the rap scene is online, man. Shouts out to my man Critter's in the building. What's up, Critter?
Yeah, yeah, what's good?
Breezy Ease is in the building. What's up, Breezy?
How you doing? How you doing?
V Brown, what's going on, V Brown?
What's good? It's your girl, Miss Conversation Piece. I'm here. What it do?
Hey, V Brown been on that drink earlier, man, so I got to watch what I say.
Tell them that.
I got to watch what I say, Critter, man. She been on that drink a little earlier, man.
She perking.
No, I had some mimosas Sunday. You know, it is what it is.
Okay, it is what it is.
How many is some?
A couple.
That's a lot.
Oh, yeah, she had more than a couple, man. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. All right, so Kendrick Lamar, this actually happened a couple of weeks ago. Kendrick Lamar confirmed that he's going to be doing a collaboration album with J. Cole. First, we heard that Drake and Kanye West, they're going to do a joint collaboration album. Kanye West was talking about it a couple of weeks ago as well. What do you guys think, man? Two of the hottest MCs right now, the new era MCs, they're going to be collabing on album, man. How y'all feel about that?
Well, I think it's dope that these guys are coming together. I think that's good to come together versus beefing and, you know, trying to go for that top spot. But I don't know. What it's going to sound like? Like, I don't, they're two different sounds to me.
I already know what it's going to sound like. It's going to be dope. Have you ever heard High Power?
High what?
High Power. High Power. It's a song that Jake, you know what, actually that song really didn't get out that much, because I probably heard it maybe the first time last year, but it's been out about 4 years. Critter, you heard it before?
Yeah.
It's a J. Cole produced song, and J. Cole, actually, he should have got on that track. I don't know why he didn't get on, but it's Kendrick Lamar's song, but J. Cole produced the actual beat to it. But that song is dope, man. I think it's going to sound just like that, but J. Cole actually on the song, though.
Yeah. Honestly, I think it's probably going to sound... I don't think it's going to sound like that. Just because they're really both different artists than when they made High Power. Like, what Kendrick is doing right now is just in a really different lane than, like, Section 80. But at the same time, I'm really excited about it. And I think it's going to be hella dope. And I think, I don't know, I think they have the potential to... I'm concerned that it's going to sound like the same song over and over.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, it's going to be so monotone.
I don't know. Critter, what you think, man?
I don't know. I think it's going to be dope. I think with J. Cole production and then, like you were saying, where they're at, like their spaces, I feel like J. Cole is at more of a comfortable space with himself as an artist. And I think where Kendrick is at, he pushing the boundary. So whatever they're going to make is going to be something powerful.
I feel like that, too.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever it is, I mean, yeah, because... That was like 4 years ago when they made that song. So whatever it is, I think Cole has grown a lot and Kendrick has grown a lot. So whatever they put together, man, I think it's going to be dope. You got two of the hottest MCs right now, two of the hottest like lyrical artists right now, you know, collabing for an album. It's going to be crazy. It's going to be dope. Both albums they did this year, J. Cole did last year, 2014. Forest Here 2014 did with over 3,000 copies the first week. The same with To Pimp a Butterfly did over 300,000 copies, man. So I think it's going to be dope, man.
Everybody, you know, I just had some interviews, and everybody from the West is going for Kendrick. They're rooting for him. I think, you know, he can only go up from here. He's going to be a legend in the game. And then J. Cole, he's doing his thing. So, I mean, they make good music. Together, I don't know.
I have a question, actually. Do you guys think that them working together is going to get them closer to, like, 1 million that first week?
Yeah, I think so.
I think they have the same fan base.
They won't do 1 million. I think they do, like, maybe 800,000.
I think the same people that like J. Cole are the same people that like...
Yeah. Oh,
so
I
know if that's gonna definitely.
I don't know. I think they have two different fan bases.
Different
word. So that 300,000 that bought it the first week is the same 300,000 that bought it the first week for Kendrick.
Exactly.
Ah, that's real.
The same people that like Kendrick are the same people that like J. Cole. I think.
I don't think so. I think they have two different followings. They probably have some of the same fans.
Yeah.
I know everybody from the West reps Kendrick. I know that. I see that just being out here in LA, but. I think they're the same.
You know, I don't know, though. They don't support them. Like, because Top Dog even got mad on Twitter because most of the album sales are not from the West Coast. So he got mad because they weren't buying Kendrick albums. Mm. Like, a lot of people show Kendrick love, but like more on the East Coast and down South. So he don't get a lot of love out here, surprisingly, on the West Coast. I mean, Top Dog had announced it on his Twitter page.
That is very surprising because me, I wouldn't necessarily buy Kendrick out.
You wouldn't?
I didn't
who,
buy
Kendrick. Who you buy? Juicy J?
You know, I like my ratchet music. I'm sorry.
Oh, Juicy J?
Whatever. I like.
Sir, what's up, bro? Yeah.
I like Juicy J. What's wrong with that?
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, I'm from the South, too, man. I'm with you, man. I'm from the South, too, but I like some Kendrick,
y'all are
too,
ridiculous
man.
Right now.
So check this out. So if Drake and Kanye supposedly, say if they drop an album on the same, just say it happens on the same day, Drake and Kanye, and then Kendrick, I'm just hypothetically, and
what
then
a
Kendrick
situation.
And J. Cole, who would you go?
Drake and Kanye.
Who's gonna sell more?
Drake and Kanye.
Drake. Like, it doesn't matter. Drake.
I mean, he's only on the hot Billboard charts. Like,
yo,
nonstop.
But
who gonna sell more?
I keep telling you, the charts don't speak. The charts don't speak for the people, man.
Exactly. That's what I'm gonna say.
They don't speak for the people, man.
Kendrick and J. Cole are not gonna beat Kanye and.
Yo, yeah,
I don't know,
it's
man.
Not happening. No, they don't. Okay, they're like too hip hop almost. Like Drake and Kanye have the most crossover appeal.
Exactly.
Like so, not true. Like not just the hip hop community is gonna buy this album,
that's
but
true.
Like white people.
That's true.
And so, yeah, I mean, there's numbers there. Even white people that claim to hate Kanye buy his albums.
Critter, what you think?
I don't know. I think. Drake and Kanye may sell more, but I feel like J. Cole and Kendrick will have more of an impact.
That's what I was going
to
say. Yeah.
An impact to us.
An impact to the people.
But not
it's like,
to the bank.
Not to the bank.
But
eventually.
That, I mean, that matters more. That matters more, though.
Because it's on the change. It's a shift right now.
But what I'm saying is mainstream-wise,
yeah.
Where it's going to get out more is Kanye and Drake.
Yeah,
for
yeah,
sure.
Definitely. They're going to have a budget.
So,
they're
I agree.
They're going to have
so
an ultra
when,
budget.
Whatever message that Kanye and Drake have to say is going to get out more than Kendrick Lamar.
Well, I'm not gonna say that.
I'm
gonna say they're gonna sell more. They'll sell more records only because they're more of a mainstream. Both of them more.
But their Drake message is because
Drake has the women.
The message is gonna spread more widespread.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I'm just gonna say the number's gonna be more only because they're more. The two of them are more mainstream artists. Drake has a
so
different.
When you say
Drake
they're gonna have more of an
base.
Impact if they don't sell more than
no,
these
I mean,
artists.
No.
Then how they have more of an impact?
What I mean by impact, I mean by influential.
Yeah.
Like
Listen. Who are they influencing?
Listen.
They're influencing.
Can you listen?
Yeah.
All right. So all right, Kendrick and J. Cole have more of an influence on the hip hop community, whereas Drake and Kanye, I mean, they're mainstream, but they're not so much. Well, Kanye is. Drake is not so much influential on. The hip hop community. He's influential on
what
mainstream.
What are you talking about right
he's
now?
He's not, man. I can't
say
that.
I get what you're saying.
I can't. I mean, Drake sells. He sells, man. He sells records. Like, there's no doubt
but
about
like,
that.
But you listen, like, you hear Drake in every club that you ever
exactly.
go to.
That's all I was going to say. They'll go
right.
to the club
that's,
faster.
That's what I'm saying.
I think that's influence.
Exactly. Thank you.
What I mean by influential, I mean by...
If they get their message out to a wider audience, then they're more influential, no matter who's the audience. If Kendrick reaches us, Crenshaw crowd, that's cool. But if Drake reaches Crenshaw crowd and whatever else is out there, that's a bigger influence. That's what I'm saying.
Well, what I'm saying was
shout out to Crenshaw.
Hip hop is. I mean, hip hop is black. You know what I'm saying? That's what the core hip hop is.
But it has
is black.
Trickled down
and it's
to other
right.
Cultures.
It's influenced by other cultures. You know what
no,
I'm
it's
saying?
Not so, influence. It influences other cultures. It is not influenced by. It's influencing.
Yeah, it's influencing. Right. It's influencing other cultures. So yeah. So Drake and Kanye, they will have that influence on other cultures. But what I'm saying is, I think if J. Cole and Kendrick, when they have an album. I think more people will have it'll be a bigger impact on people in the hip-hop community, to me. Mm. Only because I think more people in the hip-hop community can relate more to J. Cole and Kendrick than they can to Drake.
I think more like on the, for the younger demographic, like, yeah. For people that's maybe what 20, 23 to like 30 something, they gonna mess with Drake and Kanye.
That's true.
If they in that lifestyle, you know what I mean?
That's
like
true.
That club lifestyle, you going out, you just resonate with their music. But I feel like music is shifting in general. So when you get a J. Cole and a Kendrick album that do good, and like J. Cole, for instance, he didn't have no promo, he just dropped
right.
it. And that it just went platinum, right?
Yep.
It just went
yep.
platinum. It's like
just
that. It resonates with people different. It's like you feel it more inside.
Exactly.
Like you can ride. Like Kendrick, I was telling somebody when I went back to the Bay, because I hop on the 5, it's about a 5-hour drive.
Mm.
I listen to Kendrick. That album is like a book. It ain't even like a
exactly.
like an album. Like it's like a book. You
yeah.
can tell he sat there, he really wrote it out and had a process to mm-hmm. it. Drake is just a raw artist. He can get in and rap about anything.
Make the hits.
He can
right.
make
yeah.
hits. He make he a hit maker.
Yeah, he make like, a hit maker.
You know what I mean? And but that's where
a good point.
Right now it's starting. You can see the difference between a hit maker and an artist.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And I feel like right now the era of the artist is coming back. Like
yeah.
where people are got that process of.
They want
a whole album, and people want to sit with that though. People want that. The fans want that. You know what I mean? Like, cause that got us talking about it.
Exactly.
And it got you thinking, like, okay, who better than who? Like, you know what I mean? When you went maybe like 2-3 years ago, it wasn't a who better
but
than who. It's
it,
like
I don't
this
think it's who's better than who. It's like I feel like music is a mood. Like when I listen to music,
definitely.
It's like, what mood am I in? Am I ready to go to the club? Let's get it.
Definitely.
Or am I ready to just chill in my car and just smoke a blunt? Or what am I mood is?
Exactly. Yeah,
it
yeah,
is.
That's true.
That's
true.
What it is.
Yeah.
So I need music for everything.
Everything.
Yeah. I just think J. Cole and Kendrick, they have their position in music is more it's more balanced. It's more of a conscious hip hop. Whereas Drake is a, you know, like you said, Drake is the hit. He's the hit guy. He's gonna have the club bangers, which is cool because we need that balance. You know what I'm saying? But like you were saying earlier, I just think that Kendrick and J. Cole resonates with more people than Drake would.
I think on a personal level, like I think like people can connect to their music on a deeper level because like Drake really only talks about girls dissing him. Who
exactly.
are these girls?
He always
The money he makes now and has been trying to make since he was like apparently 13 or something. And like if you don't live that life, you can't relate to that. Like that makes sense.
That goes back to a point that I made in an earlier show when you have struggle, you have more to say, I feel like.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like
definitely.
When you went through something, everybody's going through a struggle right now, so more people are gonna relate to that.
Yeah.
So if you've been getting money since you was 12, I don't relate to that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Exactly.
I was struggling when I was 12, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not knocking Drake, man. I just feel like, he was an actor since what? Was it 12?
So the exact age, but
so he don't
teenager,
have. I mean, he don't have a real struggle that most the hip hop community have.
Jay,
you know,
what are you
up.
Talking about? He started from the bottom.
What?
No, he didn't.
Were you talking about $50,000 starting from the bottom? Okay.
Hey.
He was complaining about that. What song was that? He was complaining about that in the song.
I obviously don't think Drake started at the bottom. Have you heard
he
me
didn't.
On the other shows? Like, but but that's the thing. Like, he can't relate to a lot of the hip hop audience. But he's gonna make money because he can relate to everyone else.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I think it's
so
that's
necessary.
Yeah, I think it's subjective too, because
yeah.
you know, who are we to say the struggle is somebody else?
That's
just
true.
as an artist trying to make it in the industry.
That's true.
That's a struggle in itself. You know what I mean? You gotta have either the right politics or you gotta have the right music. And I think the earlier Drake had more depth with his music, and I think that's why he connected, because he was raw, but he had depth to it. So it's like, oh shit, you can feel him.
Mm-hmm.
And then as he progressed, and of course his financial situation changed, or his just status changed in general, now it's just on a bigger
That's
scale.
That's with every artist. Jay-Z
True.
Did the same
exactly.
thing. Now he's talking about Picasso in his house. We don't have Picasso in our house. So, I mean, it's the same thing. Kanye's the same way.
I mean, yeah, you lose touch as an artist because you get more money. So
yeah.
you talk about, I mean, because rapping is poetry, so you're talking about whatever you're going through at the current
exactly.
time. You know,
exactly.
So you eventually got to grow as an artist, which is, you know, it just happens. You know.
Yeah.
So just something to think about. That's why I brought it up, man. But we have 4275 Crenshaw. We got Mighty Max. We got my man Critter is in the building, man. This is the warm-up topic. Breathe. Let's go.
Everybody put three fingers in the air. Everybody put three fingers in the air. The sky's falling, the wind is calling. Stand for something or die in the morning.
Something or remember.
Section 80, High Power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. Malcolm X put a hex on my future, someone catch me. I'm falling victim to a revolutionary song, the Serengeti's clone. Back to put you backstabbers back on your spinal bone. You slit your disc when I slit you my dish. You wanted to diss but jumped on my dick. Grown man never should bite their tongue unless you eating pussy that smell like it's a stale plum. I got my finger on the motherfucking pistol, aiming it at a pig. Charlotte's Web is gonna miss you. My issue isn't televising. You ain't gotta tell the wise how to stay on beat because our life's an instrumental. This is physical and mental. I won't sugarcoat it. You'll die from diabetes if these other niggas wrote it. And everything on TV just a figment of imagination. I don't want a plastic nation. Dread that like a Haitian. Why you motherfuckers waiting? I be off the slave ship, building pyramids, writing my own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Huey Newton going stupid, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Visions of Martin Luther staring at me. If I see it, I ain't seen it, that would make my parents happy. Sorry mama, I can't turn the other cheek. They wanna knock me off the edge like a fucking widow's peak, and she always told me pray for the weak, them demons got me, I ain't prayed in some weeks, dear Lord, come save me, the devil's working on. He probably clocking double shifts, so none of his jobs. Frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane. I need a license to kill. I'm standing on a field full of landmines doing the moonwalk, hoping I blow up in time. Cause 2012 might not be a fucking legend. Trying to be a fucking legend, the man of mankind. Who said a black man in the Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. So get up off that slave ship, build your own pyramids, write your own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Nigga, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Bobby Seale making meals, you can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Who said a black man in Illuminati? Last time I checked, that was the biggest racist party. Last time I checked, we was racing with Marcus Garvey on the freeway to Africa till I wrecked my RV. Yeah. And I want everybody to view my autopsy so you can see exactly where the government has shot me. No conspiracy, my fate is inevitable. They play musical chairs once I'm on that pedestal. Frightening, so fucking frightening. Enough to drive a man insane, a woman insane. The reason Lorraine O don't sing, or Kurt Cobain loaded that clip and then said bang. The drive me brains crazy. Product of the late 80s, trying to stay above water. That's why we shunned the Navy. Pull your guns and play me, let's set it off. Cause a riot, throw a model tarp. Somebody told me them pirates had got lost. Cause we've been off through slave ships. Got our own pyramids, write our own hieroglyphs. Just call it shit high power. Yeah, nothing less than high power. Five star dishes, food for thought, bitches. I mean this shit is Fred Hampton on your campus. You can't resist his high power. Throw your hands up for high power. Thug life. Thug life.
All right, man. 4275, Mighty Max, is Jay Styles, V Brown. Conversation piece, Breezy Easy, and we got a special guest, my man Critter's in the building. What's up, Critter?
What's good? What's good?
What's good, man? All right, man, so let's go ahead and get into this Jay-Z Tidal streaming service. So basically, he launched this streaming service, Tidal, I think, what, 2 weeks ago? And basically, it's, they're going to supposedly pay the highest royalty to artists. And It's not no free tier service. It's not a free tier service like Spotify. So basically, Beyonce, Rihanna, Nicki Minaj, Calvin Harris, it's like 16 of the richest artists you can name. They all gonna have share in this streaming service title. What y'all guys think about this, man?
Well, I know a lot of artists who feel like they get gypped in the deal. And a lot of artists have got gypped in the deal, even from back in the days. And I feel like the premise of it makes sense. It is for the artists, but I think the marketing campaign doesn't explain what it needs to explain so the people can understand and buy into it. That's what I feel.
Okay.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate it a lot.
You have to pay $20?
Yeah, I don't like that you have to pay $20 a month. And I agree with you that the marketing is really weak because they say that they're going to pay artists more. At the same time, they parade around the most paid artists ever and then have them whine about not making enough money. So I'm already like, shut up. And then you're charging us more money, like the consumer more money for something, I don't know, for us, like essentially what we already have. Like Spotify's $10 a month. I don't feel like I need to pay $20 a month to see home videos of Jay and Beyonce. You know what I mean? Like that extra content isn't compelling enough for me to want to spend that extra money. And also, if you like, I don't like the idea of passing off your like the hikes in business to your consumers. Like all of those artists make enough money that like we could pay $10 a month. They could maybe not make as much money and they still get, you know, like they still pay the artist more.
Well,
but
those are the people that are in his circle, I feel like, that he brought on board just based on the relationships that he had.
Yeah. Rich
but not
people.
All artists get money like that.
I
and they front like they get money like that.
Absolutely.
They're not getting money like that. For
absolutely.
Real.
And I'm not saying like I don't like how Spotify doesn't pay their artists. I definitely think there's like all of these rules have to be changed. Like they're based on when we're selling CDs mostly, and the artist cut needs to be bigger. Like that's point blank period. I don't think that I need to pay more for that. I think that the companies making money can like lose. Like you're talking about sometimes some of these companies have record bonuses, not even record profits, but like record bonuses for their employees. And so like there's money at the top that they're not letting go.
But how can we?
And
how
that's
can
what's
we
upsetting.
Determine what deal Rihanna made, what deal Drake made, what deal Lil Wayne made, what deal Jay-Z
hold on,
made? Like, how do we know?
Let's get a view, because you're an actual artist critic. Yeah. How do you feel about, I guess, artists getting a higher percentage for a streaming service as an artist?
I mean, it's always good to get more money as an artist, because you're really not making that much. And I know Spotify really is not giving out anything.
Yeah.
Like, Wiz, I think, just had the number most songs played in a day on Spotify, and I bet you he probably didn't even get 5% of that. So that, on that end, yeah, and then also on the other end, I think a benefit of Tidal that they're not really explaining is that it gives higher quality music. So you're hearing the song, and to most people, you may not care about that, but as a
I really think consumers don't care about that, because I'm in the studio a lot with friends of mine, and they're like, oh, let me tweak this, let me tweak that, and it sounds the same to me. I get it when it comes to a professional.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
That is your craft, and you want to make it perfect. But at the end of the day, when I hear it, it sounds
the
like,
same. Yeah.
Tom Ford.
Yeah, I
don't hear it.
Yeah, I
got
to agree.
Different.
I got to agree with V, man, because I feel like the $19.99 for the high fidelity sound, like you say, V, I mean, I'm a professional. I mean, I do this every day. You know, I'm around artists or whatever. But regular people don't really hear that high quality sound that a professional actually. I mean,
but
you may hear it.
Yeah.
But I don't think a ordinary person would. I mean, as long as it has quality, a normal person wouldn't know. They're not going to pay that $19.
As long as
$20
I can turn it up and I can hear my bass thumping in my trunk when I drive down the street. That's what a lot of people.
Yeah,
do.
That's gonna sound
that's
terrible.
All that matters.
Like, I think the $20 is way too much. I feel like if it's free, make your money on the back end. You know what I mean? Make,
exactly.
Help, let the artist make the money off the royalties for it being paid.
Exactly.
Played, but I don't think a subscription of $19.99 is worth what they're offering. If they offer more to where you get your bang for your buck, it's
do
like,
we really
okay.
know what they're offering? To be honest with you, I didn't look it up.
I mean, that's what they offer.
I didn't go to the website.
Okay, so what,
I'm not interested. To be honest with you, Beyonce
released a song on Tidal that she's not releasing anywhere else. Taylor Swift is going to put her music on there, which she, her music's not on any other.
I don't know. Applebee's trying to get Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of, like, there are benefits, quote unquote. Yeah. But at the same time, like, $20 for your average consumer is exclusive. Like, the problem with this product is that it leaves so many people out.
But you got to think, we did, back in the day, we paid for those CDs. We paid for those tapes.
Yeah,
we
inflation has not caught up to when we were buying CDs. Yeah. The minimum wage is not much more than it was back then. So, like,
but you're getting more. Like, you were buying one CD for $9.
Yeah, you were buying a CD for $9 back then.
$20, and you can get Taylor Swift, you can get Rihanna, you can get Jay-Z.
That's a good point.
I mean, the only thing that I see that Tidal is offering that consumers are really looking at is exclusives. As far as like they had a promo, I think, with J. Cole. Like I think he's on tour, so they had something where if you sign up for Tidal, you get VIP into a club or some shit like that. You know, and then exclusives as far as like videos, which I don't think people watch videos online like that anymore.
I do.
I don't. I watch them every now and then, but I'm not like I used to.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest benefit is like the exclusives as far as like the concerts to get in. Also, Jay-Z and Jack White are they're actually calling people who sign up as well.
Yeah, right.
So they're doing that as well.
I don't care.
Let me call people, thank you for signing up.
Pretty
bitch,
much.
Bye. Hang up.
But you know, a lot of artists like Death Cab for Cutie, Mumford and Sons.
These are huge bands, though.
Lily Allen.
They make so much
biggest,
money.
Yeah,
they really hate this idea that Jay-Z has, because they feel like Jay-Z should, which I kind of agree too. Jay-Z should have probably used I think the whole marketing and the PR was kind of done incorrectly, because he used like the richest artists to come on stage, to come on Tidal, like, this is what we're doing. But they're already the richest artists in the world.
They didn't think about how it would resonate with the audience. I think he just was like, oh, I know Madonna, I got Kanye.
It looked like Rock Nation.
Rihanna,
but I think maybe they would. I think they should have used maybe some popular indie artists.
Yeah,
get them on
stage.
That's what I'm saying. Looking
for them. That's what I'm saying. He just chose what he knew.
Right.
Yeah.
He knew these people. He had them in their phone.
Because he's looking at them. He's looking at them like, okay, she's marketable. She's marketable. Let's get her.
Yo,
he's marketable.
Jay-Z is going to
make the most.
Right. What's going to make the most. Exactly.
Nah, he's so out of touch.
He is.
Exactly.
So
he didn't have anybody to tell him, like, look, what about the little people?
Yeah, and that's the thing. No, like, he doesn't even look at those people anymore. Like, it's hard for me to be a fan of this cat anymore. Like, he has completely abandoned the people that put him on the map, it feels like. Like, he's only talking to, like, Chris Martin and Gwyneth Paltrow. That's absurd. You're a rapper. Like, talk to your audience. And he's not anymore. And he totally left out the little guy. And legally, Tidal doesn't have to pay artists anymore. So I want to see I want a side-by-side graphic of like what Spotify pays artists versus what they're gonna pay artists. Cause like right now it's just your word,
yeah,
Jay.
Nobody knows.
And why am I gonna believe you, bro?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just feel like she said, Jay-Z heading this company was a business move from whoever the CEO board members were before. They were like, we need somebody in the forefront that has these connections.
Yeah.
But they didn't think like how the reaction would be. They just thought like, oh, these big names are gonna draw everybody to us. But when they really thought about like what they're saying to bring those people, like, oh, the artists are gonna get paid.
It's actually doing the opposite.
It's turning them away, because it's like, okay, the artists are going to get paid, but I'm paying more.
Yeah. How far do you see Tidal going alone, man? I mean, because, you know, Tidal actually, they laid off some employees, 25 employees. The CEO got laid off already. Tidal launched, 2 weeks ago? And they already laying off people, man. So how far along do you see Tidal lasting in the streaming service business?
I think that happens normally in any, you know, company that...
Not 2 weeks.
Huh?
Not 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, when a company takes over another company or changes are made in a company,
production,
they normally lay off employees. I think that's the normal thing.
No. But these are a title. Like he took over the company, but they've been gone. These are like employees that they hired. Like they didn't transfer from this other company. Like he hired these people to take on title. But
this was the people that were hired to take on the initiative for Jay-Z.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
Damn. And so he already ran out.
I thought these were people that were hired before the change happened.
Because normally when a company is bought out, everybody is going anyway.
Not everybody.
Not necessarily.
I mean, not necessarily everybody, but most.
Yeah.
The higher paid people.
They kick out the big people. But like in company takeovers, usually like the smaller people get to stay, like the peons. But like your creative director, your marketing guy, whoever's in charge of finance, like all of those people are gone.
The big checks.
Yeah.
Right. They leave because they're taking a whole nother direction. Obviously, right. That's the reason they're taking over. So I think that doesn't really have a depiction on how the company's going to go because we don't know. These are all new people. But Tidal, it definitely needs some work, for sure. I think so.
What about you, Critter?
Yeah, I think it'll be around. It's not going to be a big buzz for too long. I think it's going to be a buzz for maybe like six months to a year. And after that, it's just going to be like another streaming service. I don't think it ever had a big buzz.
That one day that they had the press conference,
true.
That was it.
True.
Breezy?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it's a sound business model. I want to know more about the business model, I guess, before I say my final say. But I don't think that people are going to pay that much money when there's alternatives that offer pretty much the same thing for cheaper. So
I think that doesn't have anything to do with it. I don't think the price has anything to do with it. I think you're tripping. No, because people go buy Louboutins that cost $1,000, and then there are people that'll go buy some Aldo shoes.
But those
price doesn't matter.
But those same people that buy Louboutins pirate music. Like, music pirating is, like, universal. It's like
I don't think that has anything to do with it. I think the whole basis of this company, you know, success is how they're marketing.
I don't know, V. I think it has to do with the marketing and the price. The price only because
$20 isn't that much.
But listen,
it sounds
a lot, but it's really not that much. After people already have an alternative to streaming for free, like a free tier, and then you're trying to get them to buy something that's
people
already,
pay for what they want.
But listen, but you get people trying to buy something that's already for free, and then you say that it's because of the high quality, the high fidelity. Like, I don't think consumers are buying into that.
Yeah.
Right, and I think that's the marketing. Okay, you're gonna get high definition music. Who cares? That's what I'm saying. It's the issue, the marketing, and I think it's the issue, but I don't think it's the $20. I don't think $20 is that big a deal. I waste $20 just a minute ago buying some soul food.
Okay, so would you sign up for a title?
I'm not saying that I would sign up for title, but I'm saying $20 is not the reason I'm not going to sign up for title. I'm not going to sign up for title because I don't understand what title's about. It's not because it's $20, because I got $20 right now.
Yo,
but it's not about having 20. I mean, everybody got $20, but everybody
does not have $20. That is exactly the problem with this program.
That is true. Everybody doesn't have $20.
$20 a month, like $240 a year.
Yeah.
Like the reason pirating music is so big is that people don't want to spend $240 a year on music, which honestly isn't a lot. I will give you if you're a voracious music listener. But at the same time, like we live in a culture that doesn't exactly value paying artists. Like we think we should get music for free. That's why so many people steal it.
Exactly.
So $20 when you're talking versus zero is a lot. That's like 200% more. Like, that's a lot.
I feel like.
I just don't see people wanting to shell out that money unless they're offering something that you can't get anywhere else.
Exactly. They need more. They need something else to make you want to pay that $20.
Right.
Like, new videos and exclusive videos, that's cool, but you need something more. Like,
right.
What else are we going to get? for my $20, because I know me personally, I'd rather spend $20 on something else than get some music that I could just listen to either on YouTube or Spotify or get, you know what I mean? However I get it.
Like I said, the only alternative that they have or the only benefit they have of Tidal to me is exclusives as far as like getting to concerts for fee, VIP package type thing.
Yeah.
I can see consumers paying $20 for that, but not for high fidelity. I can't see that.
They definitely need a new marketing person. If they fire somebody, they should have fired their marketing
they
person.
They do need better marketing, but I also want to talk about like the audiophile part, like better sound. Better sound also has a lot to do with the speakers you're using. And
that's true.
Like, you can mix the hell out of something and you cannot condense it when you release it. But if I'm still listening on my, like, 1999, like, Honda Accord speakers, like, it's going to sound like 1999 Honda Accord speakers. Yeah. No matter what.
That's what I'm saying. The consumer doesn't know the sound difference. So they need another ploy to get us to buy into it. The high-definition sound, the exclusives, none of this is working. They need something else.
All right, man, so hit us up on our Facebook page at Oh Yeah We Talk and our Twitter page. Would you actually go buy or subscribe to the streaming service Tidal for $19.99 or $9.99? Let us know, man. All right, Breeze Easy, let's go, man.
I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back. Now double your money and make a stack. I'm on to the next one.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back the money, please.
Hove on that new shit. Niggas like, how come? Niggas want my old shit. Buy my old album. Niggas stuck on stupid. I gotta keep it moving. Niggas make the same shit. Me, I make the blueprint. Came in the range. Hopped out the Lexus. Every year since, I've been on that next shit. Traded in a gold for the platinum Rolex. Now a nigga wrist match the status of my records. Used to rock a throwback, ballin' on a corner. Now I rock a telesuit, looking like a owner. No, I'm not a Jonas, brother, I'm a grown up. No, I'm not a virgin, I use my cojones. I move on with the only direction. Can't be scared to fail, search of perfection. Gotta keep it fresh, girl, even when we sexin'. But don't be mad at him when it's on to the next one.
Hey. Somebody bring me back the money, please. Hey. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey. Bring it back. Now double your money and make a stack. I'm on to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back some money, please.
Fuck the throwback jersey, cause we on to the next one. And fuck that auto-tune, cause we on. And niggas don't be mad, cause it's all about progression. Loiterers should be arrested. I used to drink Cristal, them fuckers racist. So I switch gold bottles on to that spaceship. You gon' have another drink or you just gon' babysit. On to the next one, somebody call a waitress. Baby, I'm a boss, I don't know what they do. I don't get drops, I drop the label. World can't hold me, too much ambition. Always knew it'd be like this when I was in the kitchen. Niggas in the same spot, me I'm dodging raindrops. Meaning I'm on vacay, chilling on the big yacht. Yeah, I got on flip-flops, white Louis Bow shoes. Y'all should grow the fuck up, come here, let me coach you. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back some money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Bring it back. Now double your money and make a stack. I'm on to the next.
Hold up.
Somebody bring me back some money, please.
Big pimping in the house now. Bought the land, tore the motherfucking house down. Bought the car, tore the motherfucking roof off. Ride clean, I don't never take the shoes off. Bought the Jeep, tore the motherfucking doors off. Put out that bitch, ride the shit like a skateboard. Navigation on, trying to find my next thrill. Feeling myself, I don't even need an X pill. Can't chill, but my neck will.
Haters really gonna be mad off my next deal. I don't know why they worry about my pockets. Meanwhile, I had over chilling in the projects. Had out in Bed-Stuy, chilling on the steps, drinking quarter waters. I gotta be the best. MJ at Summer Jam, Obama on the text. Y'all should be afraid of what I'm gonna do next. Hold up.
Somebody bring me back some money, please. I got a million ways to get it. Choose one. Hey, bring it back, bring it back. Now double your money and make a stack. I'm on to the next.